Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Baltafarin, the names of places in Irish, Osgoelga, are fascinating for the simple reason that we're surrounded by them. Every townland, every Baltafarin in Ireland is, well, I shouldn't say every, most Baltafarin in Ireland are almost in Irish. And they can tell us an awful lot about where we live. They can tell us the history of where we live. They can tell us about the geography of where we live. And from most ancient times, almost to the present day, I'll try to show what it must have been like to the first people who came to Ireland and looked at this strange land and try to make sense of it. We'll presume they spoke a form of Irish, which I presume they did, and they looked at this land, which was mostly covered in forest, and they had to try to put names on what they saw. Forest, hills, trees, and as they made their way inland, what they met along the way. Now, the remains of those, they're still with us today. I won't take those alphabetically, of course. I'll take them as they present themselves to me. But first of all, before I get to that, before you think that Irish translates easily into English, you'll find that that is not so, as is in the case of all languages. Because language brings itself from many sources, just as, for example, English does. London comes from Latin, Londinium. Wolverhampton, I only pick Wolverhampton because that's where my aunt lived for most of her life, comes from St. Wulfruna. Wolverhampton is Wulfruna's hometown. St. Wulfruna's hometown. York is Eboracum. And now that's just England, and you could go right through England and find out that there are so many towns from so many sources. And Irish is the same. English, Irish, they're mixed up, but I'm not concerned about that for the moment. We leave English out of it, because there are some very interesting things. Well, we won't leave English out of it. Let's start with the ones that you'd be scratching your head over. Let's take 50 of them, 50 ones that don't at all coincide, just for a start. There's a place in Clare called Boston, a little village, a crossroads, but there's a castle there with one wall still standing, a tower house, Boston Castle. And you'd say, Boston? Has that anything to do with the big city of Boston in America? No. In Irish, that is Clun Duvain, the meadow of the kidney. What? But there was a big massacre there in Cromwell's time. The garrison of that castle surrendered on condition that they would be spared. And in true Cromwellian fashion, when they did surrender, they were all massacred. Maybe it had something to do with that. Achtlough in County Wicklow is on Tinier Moor, the big harbour. Achtlough and Tinier Moor, what have they to do with each other? Annstown in County Waterford is Bun Awa, the bottom of the river. Armoy in County Antrim is Irrmoy. Well, there's a little bit of similarity there. Arthurstown in County Wexford, Colmorn. Ashburn in County Meath, Kilyeglon. I presume there was a St. Declan, a saint there. Kill is a church after all. Wicklow, Killamon Point. Bagnallstown in Carlow, Muinabiog, the small hill. Bailyborough in County Cavan, Killachullig. Ball's Mill, near Crossmaglen in Armagh, is Ballinagleric, the town of the clergy. Ballybuffet in County Donegal is on Achlame, the horse's lip. Wexford, of course, is Loch Gorman. Waterford is Portlaoghaire. No similarities there. Baltimore in County Cork is Dún na Siad. Siad can mean valuables or it can mean property. Dún, a fort, so the man who lived in that fort of the people must have been people who had valuables and rich people. Baltinglass in County Wicklow is Ballaconglish. Now, Conglish can mean church property. Beaufort near Loch Lane in Killarney is Lissafoca. Lissafoca. He was a lad that you wouldn't want to meet at night, the dark horse. Like creature, one of the good people, they said. Bessborough in County Armagh, a famous place in recent times. But in Irish, nothing like that. It is merely on Strahan. And if you look on the map, you'll see that it isn't one Strahan stream that's there at all, but actually two. So the Irish is very much nearer to what's on the ground than the fancy name Bessborough, which comes in with landlords and the rest of it, as so many Irish place names do. They're just a layer on top of the Irish, which is the original. And you have Blennerville, which is the very same thing. The Blennerhassets in Kerry. Blennerville is, in Irish, Cahir of Warain. Now, presumably, Cahir being a stone fort, Warain, maybe the Morans had a stone fort in that place before the Blennerhassets took it over. Because the Blennerhassets were big landlords in that part of County Kerry at one stage. Blessington in County Wicklow is Ballycomeen. And Broadway near Cadensore Point in County Wexford is Gronshuk. Not Grus Gronshuk, but Gronshuk Ewer. So there must have been a very important yew tree in that place. Buttevant in County Cork, on the road to between Limerick and Cork, the one that they're going building the superhighway on very shortly at the price of huge billions, is Kilnamoloch. Buttes in Avant. There must have been Norman knights around there at some stage. Buttes in Avant, Buttevant, but Kilnamoloch in Irish. And Caledon in County Tyrone. Caledon, Caledonia, was it? But in Irish, Cion Ard. Cion Ard. Cion means a high or a top place, and Ard, of course, means the same thing. Castle Baldwin in County Sligo. Wouldn't you know they had Baldwin? Must have something to do with landlords. But in Irish, Béilaha na Garrigini. Béilaha na Garrigini, the ford of the little stones. And Castle Bellingham in County Louth, another one of those ones, Castle Bellingham. You can bet your life it was a landlord place. Balle na Garlanach. And Castle Blaney, Castle Blakeney in County Galway was a simple Gollach. Gollach. All fancy landlord names, but behind them all, very simple Irish ones. And very practical Irish ones. Castle Plunkett, County Roscommon. Lislochna, the grey fort. And Castle Pollard, County Westmeath. Ballinagross. And go down then to the other side of Ireland, down to County Kerry, down almost to an extreme of County Kerry, to Valentia Island, Chapeltown. It was Uncoil. Whereas, look, so that you can never presume anything, there's another chapel town above in County Down, and that is Ballinchepail, which is a direct translation. So on one end of Ireland you have Ballinchepail in County Down, and below on the other end of Ireland you have Chapeltown and Valentia on Coyle. So you can never presume anything when you're translating from Irish to English or English to Irish when it comes to place names. As is shown in this one as well, above in Tyrone, there's a church hill and it is called Undrim Manach. But over in Tyrone, you have a church hill and it is called Meenan Laban. Oops. It could be translated as Munya, I suppose, and Laban is dirt or mire. And Munya, I suppose you could call it the height of the dirt. Ooh, I suppose nobody would want it called that, so maybe that's the reason they changed it to Church Hill. Ooh, well, who knows? They know better than I do. Clonmelon in County Westmeath is Rashteen. And Rashteen was a kind of a timber thing for stirring corn. Collinstown, County Westmeath, is Ballinagallach. Now, Gallach has two meanings, remember. It can mean an old hag, but it has also the much more ordinary meaning of nuns. So Ballinagallach, most often when it occurs, means that there was a convent there. Balnacalli in Clare is the very, very same. Balnacalli had a colony, I suppose you'd say, or a convent of nuns close by. Connolly in County Clare has a completely different name, you'd say, Fiachrua. Connolly, Fiachrua, they have nothing in common except one thing. Fiach means land, Rua means brown. And if you go to the land around Connolly, you'll see a lot of rushes and heather. So it has something in common with the place Connolly. The Irish word again means an awful lot more to people who had to live there than the English translation. Cookstown, County Tyrone, and Cor Creachach, and Cor Creachach, and Cool Hill, County Roscommon, Uchter Shira, Uchter Shira. Now, that may come from County Roscommon, County Roscommon, the landscape there, Uchter Shira. Uchter means the top of Shira, top of the hill, top of the land. Well, around there, right enough, the land does lend itself to that kind of a translation, up and down, up and down. And, of course, County Cavan. Well, Cool Hill certainly does, because its translation is Muinchilla, which means a sleeve. No, an odd one, an odd one. Well, let the people of that place translate it as they will, but normally the County Cavan landscape is, as they call it, eggs in a basket kind of landscape. Lakes and little hillocks, not all of it perhaps, but Muinchilla is Cool Hill. The next one I have here is Crooked Wood, County Westmeath, Tí Muine. And of course that comes from Saint Muine, because his church is nearby. He was probably the patron of that place, Tí Muine. But has nothing at all to do with Crooked Wood. Whoever gave it that translation, you'd never guess. And Crookstown, just west of Cork City, on Balia Gaulda. Now, Gaul is a foreigner, and that was the foreigner's town. But maybe it was. Cross Keys, County Cavan. There are many Cross Keys in Ireland. Towns, villages, crawls, cross keys. Here is one of them, but in Irish it is Carrig an Tubber. Carrig an Tubber, the rock of the well. Crosshaven, yeah, at the mouth of Cork Harbour, is an interesting one because the translation is Bun an Tavernia. Bun an Tavernia. The bun, bottom of the tavern. And maybe because sailors used to pull in there. Because sailors, well, according to legend and song and the rest of it, they were great men for their drop of rum and their drop of drink in general. And so maybe they did pull in there when they were coming in and out of Cork Harbour. Who knows? But that is the translation, anyway, of Crosshaven, Bun an Tavernia. And Cushendall in County Antrim, at the other end of the country, Bun Owen. Bun Owen Dalla. Bun Owen Dalla. Cushendall. You'd almost get the translation of that. Cushendall. Bun Owen Dalla. Yeah, a lot of the translation is in that. All right. Edgeworthstown, County Longford. Mahasthrim. Now, that one is very often used yet as the name rather than Edgeworthstown. But of course, Edgeworthstown comes from the famous landlords that were there, like Maria Edgeworth. They seem to have been very good landlords, so their name is still used as the name of the place, as well as Mahasthrim, equally, whereas many of the other landlords' names have gone by the way in the changeover to the independent Ireland. Emmy Vale, County Monaghan, Scarav Magairoc. Scarav Magairoc. Aircourt, County Galway, over in East Galway, Dún an Uachta. Five Alley, County Offaly, An Chuaird. 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, Ballina Lorgan. Now, Lorgan is the trunk of a tree. Ballina Lorgan must have been a very important tree, which of course it could, because, as you know, a billa, one of these sacred trees of a particular family or tribe, like the O'Neills or the O'Donnells or the McCarthys or one of these famous families, That was their sacred tree under which the chieftain was inaugurated. Maybe that was such a tree there, Ballion the Lurgan, 5 mile town. At Florence Court, County Armagh, was Moloch the Shangon. Now, Shangons are ants or pismires, so maybe that particular Moloch, that hill, was famous for its pismires. But that wouldn't be surprising, because in the summer time, on a lovely summer day, everywhere and anywhere is famous for pismires or ants. So anyway, Florence Court, it gets its name from Moloch and the Shangon. For Moyle, County Mayo, is Cnoc an Tionnig, the hill of the fox. And Foxford in County Mayo, you'd swear that should have something to do with Shinnoch as well, but not at all. It's Béal Assa. Béal Assa. It's the mouth of the waterfall. So, well, I suppose it's just come from that ford, Fox Ford, and many a ford does have a waterfall on it, or below it. So, yes, and if you look at the map today, you will find, of course, that Foxford is on a river. So, it does fit, Foxford, Béal Assa. French Park, County Roscommon, Dún Gor. Nothing to do with any Frenches, if they were the landlords around there. The original name was Dún Gor. So, but the very fact that there's a dún there, a fort, it obviously was previous to any Frenches coming there. And I think that probably was the home place of the family that gave us Percy French, the famous man who wrote the "You're right there, Michael, you're right," that family, to the world. But before that, there obviously was an important family there also, to say that the Irish word dún occurs. And then Freshford, County Kilkenny, well, the missionary houses, the African missionary houses to this very day, is Ocha Uair. Now, Ocha is land. Ocha Art is the poetic name for Ireland. Let us start our explorations with that. As I said, what did the Irish see when they looked around when they came to Ireland? What could they name? Trees, plants, yes, and the shore that they landed on, whoever they were, long, long thousands of years ago, but especially plots of ground to feed themselves. And that's why we get so many names in Irish for land, from the biggest, as I say, Ireland itself, to the smallest. Now, we'll get to that in due course. Ocha, of course, was the biggest, which was the name of a field. And the biggest field of all, of course, was Ocha Art. But, let us say, if they could see through the trees, if they saw from them a clear space, they would see it was a mai, they called it, M-A-G-H, mai. Now, there were different spellings, of course, for this, but it was a level place, a plain. And let us just give a few examples of that today, places that are named after such a thing today. You have Myvan, of course, in County Kerry, the village of Myvan. In a different spelling, of course, but meaning the same thing. You have Mallow, My, Alla, the plain of the swan, My, Alla. And then you have My Moor, quite a number of My Moors, My, Moor, the big plain. and being in County Clare, you have Myaster, where the famous junction of the West Clare Railway was, where one branch went to Kilrush and the other branch went to Kilkee after it had come down through Shra Bog. But Myaster, that was it, Myaster. And then you have a place called My Gloss, near Cashel in County Tipperary. My Gloss just means the green plain, which is a very natural name for a my. And then in County Galway, you have My Loch. You have another My Moor near Tulla in County Clare. As I said, you have many My Moors. And you have Maynooth in County Kildare, Maynooth. And of course, the biggest of them all, I suppose, is County Mayo, Mayo, the plain of the yew tree, Mayo. And one that you wouldn't even guess, because as I said, they have different spellings in English. When they were being translated, people who translated these, it depended on the accent of the place too. Because remember, Kerry Irish, Munster Irish, and Connacht Irish, and Donegal Irish, there are very, very different Irish accents there. So I suppose the person who was translating my, whatever it was, Donegal accent, what they had there, M-A-G-H, was different from what they were hearing in Kerry or Connacht. So what you have translated for the same thing in Donegal turned out to be muff. In County Donegal, muff. That is also M-A-G-H. Hard to believe, but quite true. And meanwhile, go back to the other end of the country, down to County Cork, and you have again Macroom, my Crumha, the bent Crumha plain. And then in County Kildare, you have Magani, my Gaina. So you have, now there are others and others and others. I'm only picking and choosing, and like I'll be doing for most of these things, to give every part of the country a little bit of a mention, so that people will be able to say, hold on a minute, I can look at a map too, and I can talk to my grandparents and see what they know, and where I'm living, hey, there's history in my place too, in my townland, in the Irish where I live, and I can find out from that it's not just a name on a map. It has meaning. There's history behind the Irish where I live, as there is history behind the Irish where all of us lives. There may be only a few nouns left. But remember, nouns are the first things that children pick up. And nouns are the last thing that are left when a language dies. When a language declines, nouns still remain. They're the first thing that children pick up, and they're the last thing that remain when a language dies. So these words are mainly nouns, and that's why they still remain today. Now, the next one I pick is Ross, which is a level tract of land. Now, it can also mean, would you believe it, a wood. And I presume that is because very often a wood was on a level tract of land. You'll find that very often, that when you go to a dictionary for some of these, and by the way, I should mention, Dineen's old dictionary is a wonderful source book of meanings for these words, because he gives phrases, he gives poetical phrases for these. But sometimes you wonder, hey, how can, for example, Ross mean a level tract of land and a wood? because the two woods seem to be so far removed from each other. Well, well, you put your thinking cap on you and use your imagination, and a wood and a level tract of land, exclusive. Because a wood could be on a level tract of land. So let's take both of them together. A level tract of land or a wood. Now, for example, Ross Vic Throne. Ross Vic Throne, New Ross. New Ross. And Muck Ross in Killarney. Muck Ross, where the famous Abbey is. And of course, Muck Ross is the level tract of land, I suppose, where pigs were kept or some such. Or probably at that time there were wild pigs there when people came to Ireland first. But look at this, a very interesting thing here. That's Muck Ross. It translates into Muck Ross. Whereas over in County Galway, out in the Gaeltacht, you have Ross Muck, where the words are taken the other way around. Ross Muck. So you have Muck Ross and Ross Muck, giving two different place names, but they mean the same thing. Most interesting. So you can have kind of wood games with these place names in Irish. Wonderful for children at school. Extraordinary for teaching children about place names and geography. When they see these, get them to their maps. Get them to their maps and show them, look where that is, look where this is. Find it. What county does this go to? What county is this from? And I tell you, when they have gone through all of these, they'll know their place names in Irish and they'll know where the places are. It's a wonderful way of teaching children these kind of subjects and making them curious about Irish. Roscommon. There's another one. Roscommon. Now, we've all heard of Rossbercan, which is way down the river from Waterford. It has, I think, become almost the port of Waterford now, Rossbercan. Lovely name, that, Rossbercan. Rosscrea, in County Tipperary, Rosscrea. Rosslea, where's that in? Up north, Rosslea, Rosslea, a level tract of land. Or a wood, which is Leah, grey-ish, because sometimes once you, even in the autumn time of a year, you get a wood where the leaves are turning grey. Not difficult to understand why a tract of land could be grey, depending on the soil colour. So Rosslea is just inside the Fermanagh border. Rossmore in Laois. Ross Moor, very simple one. And there's another one of the same name in County Monaghan, another one in Tipperary, and there's two of the same name in Cork. So Ross Moor, very, very many of those in the country. Ross Carberry, also in Cork. Ross O'Garberry. Ross Duch. Ross Duch. Now that's over in County Mayo near Belmullet. They say today that it's in the Gaeltacht. I'm kind of doubtful. Ross Duch. Well, the people over there will be able to tell me whether that's so or not. Is the Gaeltacht still surviving in that area? Maybe it is. Ross Duch, in any case. Now, there's many, many, many more Ross. I'm only taking a choice here and there to show that they're scattered throughout the country. And why wouldn't they? A wood, a level tract of land. Next one I picked is Lacha. A Lacha. And that is also land, but in this case, a flat sloping surface, like a hillside. Now, there's a place called Lacha. In County Kildare. Lacha in County Kildare. And I know a place called Lacha Bawn. Lacha Bawn, I know that place myself. And there's Lachan in County Carlow. And there's Lachan in County Roscommon. And County Wicklow. And County Westmeath. And common name. There's Lacoray, which is a short distance from the site of the Kilmichael ambush in County Cork, a well-known spot indeed, where how many auxiliary soldiers were shot there by Tom Barry's forces in 1920. Oh, Kilmichael. And that, of course, is in Irish, Lacoréiveach, which is the grey, brown hillside. And if you look at a picture of that place, there was a hillside there, right enough, and maybe those boys in the truck, in the Crossley tenders that day, they made a big mistake in going that way, because the Irish crowd that ambushed them knew their territory, whereas the poor lads that got ambushed, I'm afraid, didn't. In any case, that's Lacoréiveach, and again, an awful lot of those around the country. Ord, well, those people who came to Ireland, they must have looked around them as they began to push inland and saw Ord. Well, there was Ords all around them, on every side of them, except perhaps in the middle of Ireland when they got that far. But there, even there, they could see in the distances many, many mountain ranges and hill ranges. Ord, for example, today we have a place called Ard Athyn, near Tulla in Carlow, and a lovely name it is, Ard Athyn, the height of the first bush. Athyn is a first bush, Ard Athyn, near Tulla. We have Ard Bow in County Tyrone, Ard Bow, the height of the bow, cow, it's on the shores of Loch Ney. We have Ard Coirach, the height of the sheep, not far from Derry Nan House near Cahar Daniel. And of course, Derry Nan, we know what that's famous for, the famous Daniel O'Connell. Ard Ra, which is Ard Ra, County Donegal. Ard and Raha, there must have been a fort up there. Ard and Raha. Ard Glos, County Down. Glos, well, must have been a nice looking place, that particular hillside. Ard Groom, Ard Thaghrum. Now, you'd think Ard Groom. You would think that had something to do with horses, but nothing to do with either horses or the word Grooma, which could, of course, mean lonesome or grey or gloomy, but it has nothing at all to do with that, Ard Groom in County Cork. It is Ard Thaghrum, the height of the two backs. A back is a groom, like your own back throne, and it has a height with two backs on it, two lumps, two humps. And nothing to do with those other things at all. Which shows, again, you can't jump to conclusions. It's down the Bearer Peninsula. Ard Lúchar in County Cavan is Ard Lúchra, the height of the rushes. And Ard na Chruiche, of course, the famous Ard na Chruiche in County Clare, where the power station was and is, the first big power station in Ireland, built by Siemens, still going, good example of German engineering, built in 1929 and still going nearly a century later. Ard Patrick in County Limerick. Ard Patrick. Did he ever come as far as there, I wonder? They used to always say that St. Patrick, he came as far as the Shannon and never came any further. All he did was, he stood on a hillside, some say, in County Limerick, right enough, and he blessed all on the far side, in County Limerick, or County Galway, Clare, and all the rest of it in Connacht. All he said was, "My blessing on all west of here, Benacht Oim Shear." But he never came to the west. But I suppose Benacht Oim Shear was good enough. But Ard Patrick in County Limerick was one of those places. Next one, Bun. Bun. The hollow. There was also enough of those. Bun the Howe. Bun the Howe is near Belmullet in Mayo. But also in many other places, like Bunaw in Tusist in County Kerry. What we see, Tusist is about as far south-west in Kerry as you can go. I'd say as far south-west in Kerry as you can go. Bunaw, they call it. But it's sometimes known in other places, Bunahow or Bunaw or Bun... There's many spellings of it, but they all mean the same thing. Bunaw, Bunahow, the bottom of the river. And as I have said before, it's an awful pity in the bad time and in the bad weather we're getting now that people don't know a little bit of Irish in order that they would not build houses in the wrong places, because building in stupid places like river catchment areas, building in river where rivers will swamp when they come out in flooding times, when they flood. If you knew you're Irish, you wouldn't build there, like in places like Bunahow, because you're guaranteed to get flooded. Whereas if you knew you're Irish, you wouldn't build there. And many a person has lost their home, and you won't get insurance if the person who knows they're Irish, whereas you don't. In an insurance company, why would they give you insurance if you're building in a stupid place like that? So be careful. Learn a bit of Irish, and you can very often learn your Irish through place names, such as that. Bun na Hau. Bun na Lacha is in Donegal, near Guidoad. Bun na Lacha, the bottom of the stone, the bottom of the rock, whatever rock is there. Bun Cranach, also in Donegal. It must have been a low valley with a lot of trees growing there. Bun Mahan, above in County Waterford. Bun Mahan. Bun Glasha, near Glenbeg in South Kerry. Glasha is a little stream, usually at the bottom of a small glen. Bun Ratty, in Clare, of course, where the fine castle is. And why? Because the river that flows just by the castle is the Ratty River. So Bun Ratty. Bun Clody in County Wexford. Bun Dorn in County Donegal. Bun Dovrain. And many more.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.